Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on. Sad day.
Hi.
You said farewell to Irene.
Yeah,
today.
Very sad day here at Channel 3. Sad. Happy for her, but sad.
Sad.
Yeah, she's going to go off and raise her kids. You know, she's going to do her motherly thing. And
how old are the kids now?
They're 10.
Please, they'll be fine on their own.
She'll be back in a week and a half.
They could do this.
No, she, you know, they just get more demanding as they get older. So she's never taken them to school in the morning.
I was 13 on my own. See, the word, these kids could do it.
See, the word no works.
Tell her to get back on TV.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on a second. Irene! Get back on TV!
Okay! Oh, come on. She's in she was in that car like a half an hour ago.
Yeah, she had the remote start a long time ago during the show.
She's gonna miss Channel 3. She likes doing what she does, and you know it's like coming to work every day. It's a blast here at Channel 3. So why not continue? So it was a really tough decision for her.
All right. Well,
yeah.
She won't miss waking up in the middle of the night putting makeup on.
Yeah, 2:45. You know, every day.
That's
for 14 years.
Yeah.
Right.
So
They're. Folks listening are going to run a jackhammer today, so we realize it's...
Oh, God bless. Absolutely. Yes. Right.
But waking up in the middle of the night, then making yourself presentable.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how the women do it. I mean, they got to get up an extra half an hour to 45 minutes earlier than the rest of us, because I don't even put makeup on. I just show up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard enough for me to pick out a suit, no less, get ready for with all the makeup and the hair and the whole nine yards. I have no hair.
Were you,
was
she emotional at the end?
Yes, very emotional.
We needed a tight shot at the end because I couldn't see. You had so many people behind the desk, which was nice, like seeing the family.
Yeah.
But I needed a tight shot of her face.
We had a tight shot as
did
she
you?
Was saying goodbye.
Oh, okay. I missed it.
Yeah. Nicole called in.
Oh, nice.
And they put her on a one shot.
Oh, that's funny. I saw Nicole's face up there and I thought it was a mugshot. I'm like, wow, she was arrested already.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
She just gave birth. She got arrested.
Right.
Awful.
I'm kidding.
She's taking care of the new baby, George.
George. Right. Oh, my God. It's George.
Yeah. Obviously, she's got her hands full.
I thought they would keep Irene until Nicole got back.
That's what I thought, but Irene wants to be here for the summer. She wants to be off for the summer with her kids.
Right. That makes sense.
Right. So,
they're going to be getting out of school soon.
What's the lineup now?
Nicole and Eric.
Right.
Kara Sundlin and Caitlin Nuclo are going to be filling in for Nicole as Nicole's out on maternity leave.
Kara Sundlin doing traffic?
Kara's going to do the news.
Oh, gotcha.
Gotcha.
And Caitlin.
Kara and Caitlin are going to do the news.
So Caitlin is going to do the news.
Yeah. That makes
and then
sense.
Renee will do the traffic.
Okay. And then is there a front runner? How's that going now?
But we don't know.
Oh.
Don't know.
She's an arm wrestling.
Do you know and can't say? Or
No. I swear to God.
You should arm wrestle for it. Some kind of competition.
And I
have never been involved in that decision.
Really?
Yep.
I find it hard to believe because that show is built around you.
Yeah.
So I would think that they would say, can you work with this person?
Right.
No, sometimes it's better. Like, you know, because I might have poo-pooed a couple of them in the past.
That turned out to be great?
That turned out to be fantastic. So I'm like, what do I know? I'll just keep my mouth shut and hope for the best.
Seems like they go with Renee because she's filled in. You guys have a good report. You already know everything you need to know.
Exactly. So I'm kind of hoping it goes that way, but we'll see what happens.
Well, they have to legally do the whole go through the process.
Yeah. Exactly. You got to post it. You got to let people apply, you know. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
The great thing about Channel 3 is you're so jam-packed with talent.
Yeah.
It's a good problem to have, but yeah, you guys have no problems over there. So.
Well, we appreciate that.
You know what I'm happy about? Not happy. It's the wrong word. But Irene's leaving. Now you have to recut that news promo where you're all turning your heads.
Oh.
Scott, I love all you guys. You're family.
Yes.
But that promo drives me crazy.
Oh, my God. I will let them know.
Oh. Scott, it's so, like, not TV, like, cliche.
Yeah.
And you see, he's like, his head comes up and turns and looks at the camera.
Hey!
And then Nicole does the same thing.
Laugh.
I'm like, stop!
You don't
we
do that.
We laugh so hard doing that. It's so funny.
When some of your pizzas here?
We laugh so hard doing that. It is so funny.
Drives me crazy.
Ow, my neck. Oh, I can't do it again. Damn
but
it.
It tells you I watch Channel 3 a lot. And I see a problem. Not again. Not with the head turning.
Just so funny.
The
so
follow-up
funny,
should
so
be
funny.
Like everyone's in a neck brace now from all the head turning.
Or they're turning the opposite way away from the camera now.
Like, you can't turn, so you just the whole chair turns.
I'm actually doing it right now.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you can see, you can't see it, but I'm doing it right.
You're demonstrating. Cool.
All right. One more thing we want to ask you about, then we'll ask you about the weather. We're going to talk about. We talked about it yesterday because someone called up the day before, and we're talking about bad parenting. She told a story about accidental exposure. So she accidentally exposed herself to her kid's friends.
Right, it was 10 years old.
And then yesterday was the full-blown phone subject where people were calling in stories about how they accidentally exposed themselves to somebody.
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you?
Where I've exposed myself
accidentally.
To
accidentally.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or like you walked in somewhere and it's like, oh, my God, mom is changing.
What are you doing here?
You know what? I can honestly say no.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think that's ever happened.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Well, you know, you're still young.
Right.
Yeah.
Could happen anytime.
So you never
walked into a room at the gym. Well, I guess at the gym, that's not. It's different.
And it's never pleasant. It's always some old dude.
It's always the old guys.
No. Like, you know, in the gym, it's always like, oh, you know, what's to be expected.
It is.
But no, I've never had that happen to me.
All right. When you're in the gym, right, and it's like you're taking a shower.
To keep my head down.
Is it?
Nobody can see me. Nobody can see me. Nobody can see me. Nobody can see me.
I don't think it's fair that I get to go in there.
Right. It's like high school all over again. God damn it.
Right. But do you get weird because you're Scott Haney and someone might, like,
yes,
I don't. Yeah,
I do.
Right. So you have to, right? Because
yes.
There's
very
like
much so.
Right. Someone might slip a camera, a phone out, and be like, "Quick,
channel more like channel 8."
Yeah. No. I'll share something with you off air, not on radio.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're also gonna be like, "What happened?"
All right, well, Scott's smart enough to share.
You're good, man. You're good.
All right, the weather. I thought it was gonna be nice, and now we're gonna have rain on Sunday.
Sunday afternoon, there could be some showers and maybe some thunderstorms.
AJ's making it sound like all hell's going to break loose.
No. I think we're going to wake up to partly to mostly cloudy skies. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy during the day, and then showers and possibly some thunderstorms developing late afternoon through the evening hours on Sunday. Today's beautiful. Today's the first day in 4 days where we haven't had the threat for severe weather in the state, so thank God.
Finally.
And then tomorrow looks pretty good as well, mostly sunny with a chance for shower and thunderstorm activity tomorrow night. But it looks like most of that stays to the west of Connecticut, so we're keeping our fingers crossed that most of tomorrow is going to be dry as well. During the day, it's going to be beautiful. And then Sunday, we do run the risk for some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and at night.
Awesome. Wow. All right. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Hey, listen, now I'm on vacation Monday through Thursday of next week, but call on Friday because I'm back.
Okay, good.
That's weird.
We'll
Why?
Do that.
Because we're taking a 5-day cruise. So it goes from Saturday to Thursday, and I didn't want to burn the vacation day, so I'm coming back on Friday.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
And I got some work to do.
Oh, good. So. All right. So when I look up on Thursday and see you're not there, I can still plan to have you on Friday.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Back.
All right, Scott. Enjoy it. Max and Wallingford, you have an accidental exposure story?
Not accidentally. But I've done like naked Shakespeare in the park.
Were you biggest dickus?
I was Guildenstern, but good guess.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Dixie Normus. Yes. I am Dixie Normus. We had a ball.
So were you really naked in the park?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, truly.
So was it Romeo and Juliet? Was there a sword fight?
Can you tell me when the date of the next one is?
I was not in any sword fights, but there were some sword fights. Yeah.
Sword fight. It was a sword fight.
Yeah. You just both hands are on your hips.
Exactly.
Right.
What happens if you get, like, excited? How does that work out?
Then it goes
well, I don't know. So there is a lot of stress to be, like, running around delivering Shakespearean vernacular lines and also, like, performing in front of a crowd. So
right. It keeps you humble.
It's not too much of a risk.
Yeah, your brain is too busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I get distracted. So I see boobies and, like, I can't. my eyes are on their own. They break off from the brain, and they're like, okay, I'm going to do my own thing now.
Yeah, I'll see you later on. We'll
and
be
I'm like, hey, I'm trying to do stuff over here. Right. I need you guys.
I'll
and
be right
like,
back.
No, no.
Just chill,
we
man.
Don't get to see this all the time.
Just chill.
Were there females in the cast?
No, so this is an all-male production of Hamlet.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, tons of Hamlet.
So the summer before, they did an all-female, entirely nude version of The Tempest.
Oh, I'd go to that one.
Yeah, really.
Well, I'll tell you what, they needed considerably less security for ours.
Yeah, really.
They did this version with the girls. The internet exploded. They said, if you ever did this with all guys, nobody would come. And it turns out we had quite the audience every night.
Every night? How many nights?
How do we get tickets?
Yeah, because Ash is a fan of the arts all of a sudden.
Yeah, she's a big Shakespeare fan.
Oh, yeah.
Now I am.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's what they said. Holy cow.
You can check it out. Cosmopolitan magazine wrote about us. You can look up. They had all kinds of fun with it. One of their titles was like Free Willy and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Julius
Free
sees her.
Willy.
Yeah. Julius sees her.
Yeah. Julius Freezer.
Yeah, you don't want to do it in the wintertime.
Yeah. Was it cold out?
Yo, everybody's made that joke. So my response is, yes, we wore extra sunscreen. No, it was not cold. And yes, we wore extra bug spray.
Yeah. A Midsummer Night's elevator button.
Oh, wow.
These men got naked in a park to perform Shakespeare and make a point about male bodies.
Hell yeah.
How did you rank among the other men? Did you feel pretty comfortable with your abilities?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with my tools.
I would imagine auditioning was tough. That's a stiff competition.
No, it was pretty relaxed, you know.
Gotcha. Okay, so Ashley's now fixated on looking at pictures. Okay, one guy, so she's forcing me to look at these.
Are.
One guy looks great, right? And then another guy, not so much. Oh, my God. And then now there's two guys wrestling one guy down to the ground. They're wearing pants.
That wasn't part
not
of the,
that one.
That wasn't part of the show.
No, I know.
That's the police.
Did you miss that one?
Yeah, no, there's two guys with pants, wearing pants, wrestling a guy that's not wearing anything down to the ground. And by the way, this guy is not man-groomed in a while.
So what do you look like exactly? Are you in these pictures?
I was wondering if I should tell you which one of those guys I am.
We have a nickname for Ashley, the Pervinator.
He's a third guy left.
The opportunity presented itself.
That's
I'm just
right.
I'm being a good, hey, you know.
I'll tell you what, I am one face. Of the guys with pants on.
Oh.
Wow.
And why is that?
And she puts her phone down.
I've got some tattoos as well. You'll recognize.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Right.
Now the phone's back up.
Yep. Eat it, Max's. Yeah.
All right. Well, this kind of counts. We'll put you in the running for the tickets.
It was an eye-opener for Ashley.
Yeah, it was intentional exposure, but it wasn't breaking the law.
No, right.
So that fits in.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Max.
Thanks, Max.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Yep.
Take care.
Yeah, I'd never do that.
No.
No.
No. I'd be really drunk to do it.
No, that's not something on my bucket list.
You would do it if you were drunk.
Really drunk, yeah. When you're really drunk, you do dumb things. So yeah. That would definitely
win. No, I
and trust
get that,
me,
but
no
I,
one
I would
never to see it at all.
Go naked. Mm. I'd never be that drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've gotten pretty drunk and done some stupid things.
Have you
like
streaked?
Not even streaked, no, no. But I mean, you've seen me in my most wasted.
I've not seen you naked. Thank you. For the record, yeah. Right now.
And
never,
I appreciate that.
And not gonna happen.
And I will confirm that also. Yeah. 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 But when you wake up and everybody tells you what you did the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thus, the cruise.
Right. Yeah, I went streaking once when it was a thing.
Right.
And there's nothing natural about running naked.
It looks like it's painful.
Guy. It's painful.
Yeah, because like, stuff's like bouncing around.
It's just...
Dung, 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 dung.
I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I was sitting on the lawn at my college, like right before graduation. I'm sitting like having a snack. And all of a sudden, these, like, so you're sitting, so your crotch height, your face is crotch height.
Oh, okay. Like a bad puppet show?
So all of a sudden, I see these two completely naked women run like right towards me, make a U-turn around me, and run away.
How is that the wrong place? That's not the wrong place.
That's real estate right there.
Well, they're women, but also
did they look great?
They were not taken.
No, you would want to see.
They were not landscaped.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
At all.
Right. They were the bush league.
Was the rest of it good or
no? Not. I remember a lot of.
Did you hear like clapping, like
floppy
from their thighs?
So they're just streaking.
Yes.
Those applause, but actually, it was their ass.
They were probably other people in my class getting ready to graduate, but I didn't know who they were.
Okay. Tim from North Haven.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying your progress so far.
Oh, good. I'm enjoying you calling in.
Are you charting it?
Are you stoned or drunk right now?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You work third shift? Do you work?
Yes, I'm on my way.
Oh, what do you do where you could show up drunk?
I'm not getting into all that.
Alcohol counselor.
All right.
All right. I had a penchant for Jack Daniels when I was a younger man. Mm-hmm. And about a fifth at a time was my choice.
Wow.
But I used to find myself junk to the wind, bottom of the hand, laying on my back, peeing all over myself.
Oh, all right. And that didn't encourage you to maybe not drink at 7:55 in the morning? Sorry.
Follow me that way out by the back bush.
Gotcha.
Took all kinds of pictures and dressed me up, did all kinds of stupid stuff.
Was that unintentional exposure?
Freelance lawn sprinkler.
No, listen, I woke up, I had makeup on my unit.
Really?
A smiley face.
Oh, boy. And your hand had makeup on it as well. Joe from Berlin.
How you doing?
Good. Hello. How you go, brother?
Hey, did you guys happen to see the video of this? I was watching on the Today Show this morning.
You're talking about the spelling bee. Eight people won. Not one. Eight. Right. Chaz and AJPLR. No, I didn't see the video. What do you got?
They're all from India. No Americans know how to spell.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Right. Yeah. You know, they study.
It's
we didn't.
True. They must breed them over there in the dictionary.
And I know it's bad to say this, but there are certain
ethnicities
that do better than others at other things. Like,
yes.
You know, runners.
Yep.
I don't know. They just all seem to be from one spot of the world.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't. It's
amazing.
Yeah. All right. So we got good spellers over there.
Right.
And then there's some kids that are really good at math.
Right.
And then some kids that aren't that good at math.
We got the best beer drinkers, though.
Yeah.
At a young age.
But see, what we're doing is like,
beat the beer drinkers.
Right. Eight kids, all from India. Well, that's fine. Good for them.
Yeah,
but
awesome.
They couldn't do a couple more rounds to get it down to one.
Seriously, it should be one winner. That's why it's called a winner.
You ran out of words, or what happened?
Yeah, really. Go back to the top of the list.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I heard they went on to like 3 o'clock in the morning. The kids didn't want them to stay awake anymore.
They should just make up new words. Yeah, spell on
screen. Really?
Just make up words.
Let the contest last a month and a half.
Yeah, I want to see
them keep on going.
Looking like they've been on Survivor for 30 days.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They're disheveled and skinny and, weak.
There's dictionaries laying everywhere.
Yeah.
There's kids on the floor.
Yeah.
Out.
Your word is rotzenfotzen.
Well, let them just go home and go to sleep and come back the next day and let the contest go on.
Right.
You got to come down to one winner. That's
it. It's got to be one. There has to be a champion, a victor, this year's winner, we'll give it to this group.
There should be a whiskey round.
Yeah. Right. Although, if we did that in baseball, the Mets might actually have a chance.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Let them all win.
They're still playing.
They'd have to place top eight, though. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Inning number 90.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Chaz and AJ in the Morning, PLR. Joey Cole is in studio. It's been a while, and he lives out on the island. Mm-hmm. He's been warm up for the Rosie O'Donnell show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So were you there for that show where the guy called his dad and said, I'm about to win $1 million?
That one I wasn't, because that was Regis. I did it during the day I did some shows with Regis. The
you did
the
daytime version with Meredith?
With Meredith. I did that, and I was with Martha Stewart for 7 years, and I'm just going into my 8th year with Rachel Ray, her 14th year. And, by the way, she just won an Emmy for Best Informative Talk Show.
Excellent. Yeah. Congratulations.
I got to tell you, I'm not a Food Channel person, and I was flipping through the channels. many, many, many years ago when she was just on the Food Channel.
$40 a day.
And that's one, you know, like half a second you have before you click the channel.
Yep.
There was something about her. And I just stopped and I started watching and I said, whoa, that's very special. Because you felt like you're in the kitchen with your cousin who's cooking.
Yep. And she's an amazing human being. She
a couple really years later, I see her. Like she's a guest on Oprah. Then the next thing you know, she has her own show. Yep. And look at this.
Well, Al Roker actually gave her a big break because there was a snowstorm, and he knew her from upstate somehow. And all the guests canceled, and he called her and said, "If you can get down here and be on, you can be on the Today Show and cook with us."
Al was hungry.
Yeah, so through a snowstorm, her and her mom came down with all the stuff and the food and everything.
They grabbed all their own stuff.
Yeah, and then I guess Oprah saw her on the Today Show with Al Roker.
Really?
And that's what kicked it off. And
that's what did it.
Yeah, so this will be 14 seasons with this show. You know, but she's got 30 Minute Meals is back. She's got a clothing line. She's got a furniture line. She's got everything. But the main thing is that she's really, really generous. I've been lucky enough to, you know, when I was at Rosie, she was real generous. And
was that Rachel? Was she tough to work with? I mean,
Rosie, I knew from the club, so she wasn't. I used to drive her to gigs and stuff like that. Yeah. She was very, very generous. And, you know, that's what I look for in people, you know.
She had a great show. Like, Rosie's show was really,
really
good.
Oh, it was groundbreaking.
Good.
We were the first one to give anything to an audience. We were the first one to put a RoboCam on the ceiling. We were the first ones to put a curtain around the whole studio where we could bring in Broadway plays, you know, and we gave a lot of stuff away.
Can I tell you an effect that she had? She said one sentence, and it had an effect on every single reality show from the moment she said it. She came on one morning after American Idol aired, and this is back with the original judges, Simon, Paula, and Randy.
Yeah.
And they had a show where there were a couple of teenagers on there, and the judges were making fun of them. And she went on and said, "That was so mean. You had three adults making fun of teenagers who are trying." And she did this thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, just shut up. It's a friggin' show.
Shut up.
Look at the shows now.
Yeah.
Not what? There's no mean judge anymore.
No.
There always used to be.
I missed that one person.
The Simon.
Even Simon. There would be, chilled out.
Even
yeah.
Simon.
Yeah.
He chilled out. Yeah.
He has nothing negative to say.
Rosie, when people ask me about how was it working for Rosie, I have one good, really good story is when I came in early one day. We're at 30 Rock on the 8th floor, right down the hallway from SNL. And she was there and she looked a little disheveled, you know. And I go, hey, because I knew her from the clubs and stuff, you know. So I go, "Hey, Big Shot, were we up all night with your friends at Joe Allen, your Broadway friends at Joe Allen's all night drinking?" She goes, no, I couldn't sleep last night, so I went to Sloan Kettering and wrote checks. So that's what she would do. If she couldn't sleep, she would go to Sloan Kettering, which is a famous cancer hospital in New York. And she'd go to the waiting rooms and see these families that were very distraught, and she'd write them checks if they needed money. And she did that on many more than one occasion.
Wow.
And these are the things you don't hear about. You hear about the sensational stuff that just
craziness,
puts people down.
Because it gets clicks.
Same thing with Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray just gave 30, her company, she's raised money to help animals. She's all about, I mean, she helps people too.
Yeah, she's
animals,
big time.
$30 million to... animal shelters around the country and in Puerto Rico. $30 million from the sale of nutrition, dog and cat food. So
I just want to dress up like a dog and go over there.
She is a real million? I've never seen anybody work as hard as Rachel Ray. She's beautiful inside and out. And it's just
is she
amazing...
heavy Rachel Ray or skinny Rachel Ray right now?
To me, she's a perfect Rachel Ray.
That's a good answer.
Believe me.
No, but you know what I'm saying. She's fluctuated.
Yeah,
and I noticed with Oprah, the heavier Oprah got better ratings than the skinny Oprah. So she got really skinny. Remember that?
Well,
she
this
came
is
out
why
the beginning
I'm gaining weight because I think I need better ratings.
Fat people are always funny.
Going for an Emmy right now.
Right. They did a segment about Nutella and me because I'm addicted to Nutella. So
really?
Nutella did an integration on the show.
And, see, we need to know this.
They gave me
Chocoholic on there.
I got to read these cards.
They gave me 300 jars of Nutella on the air. As a matter of fact, you can go Google it, download the segment. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to be on the show today. It's a repeat, and I go for a Guinness Book of World Record on the show today. It's a repeat, so those of you who saw it know what happened. But I may or may not be a Guinness Book of World Record holder.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and you'll see it on the show
right
today.
Now, no
ah, well, we can pull the clip up then. If you want to be a smartass, you want to make us wait. I love this guy. And he was just saying some very nice things about his wife of how many years?
We're together 31, going to be married 32, together 38.
You know, my Jennifer's on the phone now. What did you want to say to Joey?
Joey, it's so nice to hear guys say nice things about their wives. I love that.
Oh, well, I'm in love with her. You know what I mean? And,
is she insinuating something in the chest?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. As Joey's saying this, I'm like, yeah, thanks for causing trouble for me and every other guy.
It felt cold in the room.
Oh, did you hear that guy on the radio 30 years he was saying nice things?
I had goosebumps. I'm like, why is this
when's
so cold?
When's the last time you said something nice about me?
My nipples popped out. What
say that you love me.
Hey, listen, a lot of guys may say nice things, but you can tell you mean it, and I think that's awesome. Oh,
right. Thanks for saying that. I appreciate that. Well, I do.
You act like you don't hear nice things.
I don't mean it that way.
Get me a beer, hon. That sounds familiar, right?
I don't think I'm going to be invited back here anymore.
Are you going to finish that last slice, hon? I mean, that's beautiful.
Now I'm going to hear that I don't make homemade pasta. That's what I'm going to hear.
No,
I'm glad you don't.
Yeah.
I like the sauce my wife opens.
Yeah.
Let me just correct that. We don't do it all the time. Every once in a while, the homemade pasta. Right. We don't do it
so
all the time.
So it's not like Tuesday night. She gets home.
No, okay. It's just something we've taken up as like a little hobby.
She's not constantly covered in flour all the time, you know?
No.
Always got an apron on.
Yeah.
Jesus,
I'm picturing something from like an Italian love story where they start throwing like flour at each other and the next thing you know they're on the floor.
Right. Like, you smell like a noodle.
Right.
All of that and I'm fat. How about that?
Yeah.
It's all love. It's
all happiness. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hon. You got to go.
I gotta go. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I understand why she's saying these things.
I knew it. I knew it. He's saying this stuff about his wife, and I'm looking at him like,
you know, so the light goes on.
You have to make the rest of us look bad.
Every night.
No. I know.
You know what? It's
a good Chinese take on occasion, right?
Yeah. We've been together since I'm 19 and she's 17, actually.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a nice little story.
You broke the law,
We lived three blocks away from each other. We didn't even know it. Our mothers used to walk. Her and her sister used to be in the crib. And the what do you call it? The wagon with the kids.
The stroller.
So her and her sister used to be in it. And her mother used to be.
The garbage can?
And my brother
the thing
and I
with the wheels on it.
The garbage can.
You put the kid in there.
You
push it.
And you wheel him around.
The wheelbarrow.
It's a hand truck for
kids. I like that better, actually.
Yeah, so our mothers used to go to the mall and wheel us there that when we were kids. Cut to 17 years later, I'm at a party next door to her house, my brother's friend's graduation party, and the food wasn't coming out. We were drinking. It was back in the day.
And you looked at her and said, some homemade pasta?
Pretty much. She was very tan and long, straight hair, and I thought she was a foreign exchange student. So I looked at her and I go, would you like to go to Burger King? Like that. We have a place here.
Is that a Russian accent? What accent?
I don't know why I'm speaking accent. He goes, what are you speaking like that for? I live right next door. And I had no idea she lived there. And I was like, well, you live here? And then we started dating from that point on. We've been getting together ever since.
I like that. The chainsaw sound effect.
Yes, indeed.
That's
the Long Island, Queens, Brooklyn accent. My Aunt Teresa calls me the other day. Joseph, it's going to get warm out. Make sure you open your windows.
Say what?
Your windows. Like a bee at a picnic.
Yeah. It's not window, it's windows. Yeah, open the windows.
They all sound like my cat. Cat. Did I ever tell you guys about this? My cat has that. That's how I get woken up in the morning. Every day at 4:30, I hear this in my kitchen. Low. Little hairball for you. That's it.
Siamese cat?
Digging
down deep.
It's a little hairball. Sounds like he's talking to you. Let go, my ego. Let it go. I can do any genre of music as the cat. I can do country music. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, the way you feel. I could do Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper as the cat. In the shallow. It always ends like that.
That's the big finish. Hey, for you, God bless.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Well, have fun tonight at the Stress Factory.
Thanks. Is Vinny, two tonight, two tomorrow.
Opening, or is Vinny going to be there?
I'm not sure if Vinny's going to be there. Tim Gage, one of my favorite comics on the planet, is opening up, and Sam is there, and they always got like 10. You know what's? Hey, you know, this is a great club. Other comics just hang out there.
Yeah.
That's how you know that's the trait of a good comedy club. When other comics, when they're not really even
that's
working,
where they want to be.
They want to be hanging out there, watching other comics, being among, being around.
It's like
that.
Their second living room.
I work a lot of clubs across the country, and there's like, you know, comedians come in and they just do their set and they leave. Well, can I get a set and they leave? When you know other comics are hanging out, that's an incubator for good comedy. So,
Joey, thank you for coming in. You're always welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
We'd love to have you stop by the toy drive if you're around.
When is
it? It's in December, but we have plenty of time to talk about that.
Yeah. I'd love to come up and do that. That'd be great.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right.
We're linked up at WPLR.com. Joey Cola, Stress Factory, tonight, tomorrow night. So it's a birthday weekend for you, Bosque?
Yeah, I turn a million on Tuesday, so this weekend would be the celebration.
Steaks, french fries.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Macaroni, cheese.
Tater tots.
Right, chicken fingers in the shape of dinosaurs.
Have you ever seen him eat? No. You would think it's a plate for a 5-year-old.
Exactly, 8-year-old. Yeah, little wiener blankets.
Yeah.
I don't like I don't like anything weird. Yeah. I just like normal American food.
You getting a clown for a party?
Yep. Clown magician.
Right. No. Got balloon animals.
Are you doing something at your house or what's going on?
Well, I don't know. So my kids and we'll probably go out to dinner or something like that. That's the plan.
Nice.
I still make a birthday list for items that I want as a 43-year-old man.
What's on your list?
Well, I want some new shoes and jeans. I'd like gift cards to Starbucks. These sort of things.
No, not just jeans, right? Skinny jeans. Are you still wearing skinny jeans?
Yeah, they're special jeans. I'm a 32-30 at the Gap if you're looking to buy. I want Stonewash jeans because they're back.
32-30.
Stonewash are back, really?
Stonewash jeans are back.
Oh, cool.
I don't think they are.
They're 100% back.
In that case, the pants in my attic are back again.
I feel like you would know they're back before the rest of us.
The weighted
for the rest of us. Now,
wait
years
a second.
From now.
Right.
What are those?
It's like it's the 1988 jeans.
They call them acid wash.
You
don't know what Stonewash jeans are?
I've heard of acid wash jeans.
It's the same thing. We can go to Urban Outfitters after this and you can see. But the Gap has them as well. The way you know is you look at pictures from Coachella and you look at bands. And if they're wearing these things, that's how you know they're cool.
Oh,
so that's what I'm going to buy. Stonewash jeans. 32-30. Slim fit, please.
So that means Begley will have them.
Yes. I think Begley already does.
Oh, right. Right. He's ahead of it.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Top five.
All right. So June 2nd is my favorite day of the year. That is this Sunday. Always the best day. We talked about this, oddly, every year. We talk about how June 2nd is always the best. Now, you say
in
the
terms
weather's
of weather.
It, usually because weather is amazing. Now, it doesn't seem like the weather's going to be the best on Sunday.
No, it's going to be nice the beginning part of the day and then showers and thunderstorms.
I don't believe it. June 2nd's always nice. This weather's a lie. So
Didn't this happen last year?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yes,
I believe
it did. You said it was going to be great, and it wasn't.
People sent me tweets of, like, it raining.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you not remember that now?
So June 2nd... kicks off the summer officially for me. But here are the top five things I hate about summer, even though it is my favorite season. All right, you ready?
What? I love this season. Here's what pisses me off about it.
Somewhere there's a psychiatrist going, I gotta get this guy.
So number five is cookouts. I hate cookouts. You know why I hate cookouts? Because the food is usually odd. Macaroni salad. I hate it. I hate anything with mayo. All mayo-related items, which are part of cookouts,
so
I
no
find disgusting.
Wow.
That's my house tomorrow
potato
night.
Potato salad, right?
You're going to have potato
salad? Macaroni salad, potato salad.
I love
hot dogs, hamburgers.
Macaroni salad is a bomb,
It just tastes like E. coli. Ugh. Yeah. Gross.
What does E. coli taste like?
Like macaroni salad.
Okay. So what are you looking for? Tater tots?
Tater tots. Yeah. Hot tater tots. Crispy. Mm. But you can't get that out of cookouts. So
no one makes it because 8-year-old food.
Cookouts usually make people... happy.
And the problem with cookouts is they make a million burgers at once, and by the time I get mine, it's sort of lukewarm, and then I have to put, and nobody makes fries. It's always chips. I don't want chips. I want fries. It's these things.
Yeah.
Number four, Weird places on your body that you sweat. I don't love that. That is a problem that I have with summer. The grundle area, especially. I don't really like how
grundle
that
area.
Can you say that on the radio? I'm not sure.
I can't wait to see you in stonewashed jeans in August.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to be a problem.
You're in your grundle sweat.
Oh, my God.
Did he just spill something?
No. No, he didn't. No, he sweats from there.
Really, it's really gross. I buy the wipes, the flushable wipes. Number three is the beach. I hate the beach. I hate the beach for a number of reasons. I hate the beach. I hate it.
What?
I absolutely hate beaches.
So no surf award for you.
Right. I hate.
Did something bad happen to you on a beach?
No. I used to have like boobs when I was a kid, so that wasn't cool.
Really?
A cat buried him in the sand.
So I don't like sand. I don't like feeling tired and gross afterwards. I don't like the traffic. The Dakin children love the beach. We don't go. We just don't go to the beach. They can go with their mom. I'm out of the beach business. We're going to the movies.
Yeah, they're going to write a book someday. Yeah. Daddy Dearest.
Wow. So when you see two pasty white kids on Instagram, you know why?
Little size going to the beach, need a tan, Dan will take
it. Right. Number two is related to number three.
But it's feet too, right? You don't like people like walking around with no socks on.
Right, I just don't like it. And everybody's gross and half clothed.
When's the last time you were at the beach? In shorts.
I mean, I don't know.
When he had moves to beach.
Oh, no, I go to Florida, and there's a beach in Florida the kids go. We go for 45 minutes. And then it's like time to go somewhere else.
It's
we're
like,
here.
Get it in.
Make your sandcastle. Get in that water. We're out of here.
Nice.
Number two.
Stopwatch.
Number two related to three. Everybody wants to do outdoorsy stuff in the summer. I hate outdoorsy things. I hate hiking. I hate nature walks.
Bonfires you hate.
I hate bonfires. Oh, I hate fires. So all of those things. I like the summer in theory to roll the window down, listen to the radio loud, go to the movies.
But you want to be in something. A car, a building, a house.
Right.
You want to look at summer through a window.
Right.
Oh my God.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Just put the TV on some kind of tropical channel and stay inside.
Yeah, right.
And the number one thing that I hate about summer are bees. I have a real problem with bees. I'm definitely allergic to bees. They will kill me.
How do you know that?
When I was 5 years old, I got stung by a bee and my throat closed. I got rushed to the hospital and they gave me the shot like Pulp Fiction.
The EpiPen.
I came back to life. I got allergy shots for a million years, so I have not been stung since.
So you don't know.
Right.
But you don't want to find out.
Right. I'm full of venom, though.
Yeah.
I'm full of bee venom.
He is like an angry bee without wings.
He's like a yellow jacket.
So that's it. Those are my top five things I hate about summer, my favorite season.
Well, if we don't talk to you on air, happy birthday.
Yes. Right, happy birthday.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.